It's time for our high school update, the final update, actually, of the school year, and with a note of sadness, maybe the final high school update of his career at Coldwater High School for Principal Bill Milnes, who joins us on the line. 9 years at the helm, Bill, or is it?
Well, yeah, a little 15, Ken.
15,
so,
right. But who's counting, right?
Yeah, puts me in the rank of some of the old timers that have spent their time at the helm of the high school. And it's crazy busy, but it, like you said, it's a nervously excited and sad at the same time. I'm greatly going to miss the family here of Cardinals. But as we always say, you're never truly gone. You're there with that spirit. So my Cardinal spirit will keep growing forever and supporting the schools and the kids and. The community forever. So, yes, last high school update, 15 years here at Coldwater, 11 years as a principal over at Quincy before that, and teaching for 6 before that. So 32 years, and I'm going to kind of hand the ball over and, like I said, do everything I can as that huge supporter from the outside now instead of the inside.
All right. And actually, a CHS grad yourself, though, right?
1986, yes. So, and that was all part of it, too. You know, it just makes your heart feel so good when you're able to, and when you're actually able to see others as well. But when you're able to come home and do something positive for your own community. And so I always appreciate people that do that as well. But, 1986. A lot of the parents of kids right now were my students because I taught in Coldwater and taught in Quincy as well. It's been a wonderful and amazing blessing.
Right.
In my life.
Well, let's talk about the run to the finish here for the school year for everybody else, too, because that's coming to a quick close.
Yes, yes. And you know, it's so funny. I tell people this time of year is busy because you're shutting down, closing down a school year, getting ready for the other. You know, today we're bringing our eighth graders over for part of their orientation to the high school. This afternoon, we start their year off with a two-hour delay with everyone else and a wonderful first-day orientation. So we're doing all those things at the same time that we are, you know, wrapping up the celebrations for our seniors, graduation next Sunday, June 4th at 5 o'clock here at Cardinal Field, 238 seniors. So we've got all of those celebrations going on at the same time, as well as the kids that are currently here wrapping up and supporting the end of their academic year and planning for their schedule and courses for next year. So, you throw on top of that all of the other events and scholarship nights and concerts, and it's just really incredible how much gets done in a short amount of time here at the high school.
Well, again, you talk about scholarship nights, hundreds of thousands of dollars those kids have received over the years, and including this year from local businesses and individuals. And then last Friday was your convocation and the swing out for the kids, too. So that was kind of a neat send-off for the seniors, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great celebration. First time ever, Julia Kirk ended our ceremony with an amazing, it was a class poem, but she wrote it as a rap, and it was incredible. People should get on our website and check that out. She did such a great job. And this senior class has got a lot of character and a lot of characters. And they certainly have been enjoyable to have here over the last 4 years. I remember them bringing energy with them, and they're going out with a lot of great positive energy. So it's a great way to end what I'm doing. It's fun to leave with them. And I don't even know how to explain all of the different celebrations that are going on right now.
Well, as you mentioned, graduation at Cardinal Field coming up on Sunday. It looks like the weather's going to be nice, going to be a little warm, but should be dry for that. For the students themselves who are still around then, the 9th through 11th graders, what's kind of their schedule for the next 2 weeks here then?
Yep, so they're finishing up their classes this week, and then they have their exams. We have two half days, a half day on Monday, and a half a day on Tuesday, the 5th and 6th. So that is the end of their 22-23 school year, Tuesday, June 6th. They get out of here at 11:10 and head off to, some of them work, some of them just taking a deep breath and enjoying summer.
All right, great stuff. Hey, Bill, it's been enjoyable for the last 15 years talking with you here and, of course, previously in your role at Quincy as well. So we wish you well in your future endeavors. I know you're going to take a little time off, take a little deep breath during the summer and enjoy the sunscreen, okay? That's the...
That's the app. My mother, sunscreen and hats. I've got a lot of mothers around this community. That is for sure, and I appreciate that as well. That's wonderful.
Well, enjoy your summer. We'll look forward to what's next for you. But what's the process right now for replacing you at the school? Has that been completed yet, or still working on that?
Yes, the school board last Monday night. A gentleman, his name is Ted Davis, and he's actually going to come and meet the staff next Monday, which will be a nice way for him to get to meet everybody and start talking about that transition. Hopefully that'll do well. And, you know, I've told everyone I'm doing everything I can to help make that a smooth transition. So he's got experience at, you know, high school and middle school level, athletic directing. He should be coming in with a wide variety of experiences that will help things continue to move in the right direction. That's for sure. That's what we need.
Great stuff. Bill, thanks for checking in this morning, and enjoy your last couple of days here at the CHS, all right?
You bet. Thank you, Ken. Take care and go Cards.
Coldwater High School Principal Bill Milnes with us this morning on our high school update.